February.
Now, this climate meeting is mostly an affair for diplomats fighting over the wording of an international treaty. But yesterday, a team of scientists unveiled something new that took a lot of people here by surprise. NPR's Christopher Joyce is here in Paris covering the summit with me and has this report.
Since the 1960s, scientists have tracked what's been an almost inexorable rise in the amount of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. CO2 is the main greenhouse gas that causes warming, so more CO2 means more warming. Last year, however, that rise apparently flattened out. And this year, CO2 emissions around the world actually dipped. Climate scientist Rob Jackson from Stanford University says it's a small dip, less than 1%, but it's significant.
I was surprised by the result. Previously, we've only seen this sort of thing when global economies were in crisis. That's the most exciting piece of this puzzle. We're seeing a flattening or a decline in emissions at a time when the global economy is still growing robustly.
Usually, when economies are doing well, they're using more energy and putting out more CO2. Jackson and an international team used data from the Global Carbon Project, which tracks worldwide CO2 emissions. Climate scientist Corinne Lacarre from the University of East Anglia in the United Kingdom says there's one main reason for the good news.
It's mostly down to China's use of coal.
China burns an enormous amount of coal, and that creates an enormous amount of CO2.
And now China's economic growth has slowed down. They have done massive measures to deal with their problem of air pollution. And all of a sudden, well, it looks like their use of coal in 2015 has actually gone down.
That's lowered China's CO2 emissions a startling 4% this year. Worldwide, the total decline is less than that, less than 1%. It's not much, but it reverses a relentless increase over the past few years. Writing in the journal Nature Climate Science, the team also notes that emissions from Western Europe and the U.S. have also flattened out. That's largely due to a lot more solar and wind power and natural gas replacing coal in the U.S. But Lacarre says it's China, the world's biggest source of CO2, that will drive the ups and downs in the emissions numbers for the world. And she says people should not expect the downturn to last.
From now, whether the emissions are going to pick up again in China, I certainly think they will.
Because, she says, China's economy will probably revive. Moreover, the researchers say the findings are based on emissions reports from China, which have not always been accurate. But John Holdren, the science advisor to the White House, says whether the decline is a blip or more permanent, it suggests that a real decline in emissions is within reach.
The global total should absolutely be going down after 2020. So what we're seeing now is a good sign, and it should not be regarded as cause for false hope. It should be regarded as cause for real hope that the world is turning this around. But we'll need to do much more.
That's because India will soon be the world's biggest source of CO2 instead of China, as it embraces coal to bring electricity to hundreds of millions of its citizens. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Paris.